Stevie, how you doing? It's like real old time shit. This is like, okay. I usually make this comment when we have the Shia Shabbaton. That's one of the beautiful highlights for myself personally, to merge together the Tamidim, both the Tamidim from the Shul and Tamidim from the Yeshiva. So we haven't had a Shia Shabbaton in a couple of years because we got a little COVIDed out for a few times. But maybe we're still in the early stages of planning one, so maybe later in the year we'll actually pull one off. But at least for now, I'll give that same Divrei Hakdama, that it's a big schus to be able to welcome the Tamidim to the community and for the Tamidim and the members of the community to get to see each other and spend a little bit of time, at least this time in a Shia together. Those who want to avail themselves of some of the latkes and donuts, I think there's plenty courtesy of YU in the back. So afterwards, more than happy to share with you our cold potato latkes in case anyone's interested. Okay. So I'm going to try in tonight's Shia to rise to a little bit of a challenge. You'll tell me at the end of the Shia whether we succeeded in meeting that challenge or not. The challenge was posed to me several weeks ago as somebody who actually remembered a joke that I made about 9 months ago. Most people, I guess some people remember everything, but I wasn't even sure I remember this particular joke. So the joke was made around Pesach time. If I'm not mistaken, I think it was the Shabbos HaGodol Drasha that I gave a drasha about. I think we talked about Bedikas Chametz, if I'm not mistaken, about the Bracha Bedikas Chametz. Does that ring a bell? Something like that. I could check on the sheets. I think it's there somewhere. So we're talking about the shiurim around Pesach time. I think it was Shabbos HaGodol. We were talking about Bedikas Chametz. And since the yeshiva last year, we were learning Maseches Pesachim, so those topics are very much on my mind. So I made some kind of comment that what would the din be if a person tries to use the Mishnah says, Orla Basa Burkis, the Chametz Lo Haner, a person tries to use his Ner Chanukah in order to perform the mitzvah of Bedikas Chametz on Chanukah. I don't mean like you took a candle out of the box that says tells, multicolored candles. I mean you're using the Ner that just a minute ago was lit as Ner Chanukah, you want that Ner to serve to double as your Ner for Bedikas Chametz. Would that be acceptable or not? So I said that a little bit of a joke. And I said, okay, we'll get closer to Chanukah, so I'll try to remember to give a shiur about that topic. So I thought that everyone forgot about it. Somebody came up last week and said, Rebbe, you promised us 9 months ago you're going to talk about this topic. So what are we going to do? Nidre Mitzvah, so I gave my word, I'm going to talk about it. So here it is. So we're going to try to talk about this topic. So some of you may think this is more of a Purim Torah than a Chanukah Torah. How in the world, what kind of sugar is, who's doing Bedikas Chametz? It's Chanukah. It's Chametz in 3 months. My high. So the teretz is, hopefully this will serve as a little bit of a chazara on a few different levels. So, we send the Al-Nisim, Mashkichim Torah Secha, the Yavanim wanted us to forget our Torah, and Chazal say, the best way to ensure that you don't forget your Torah is to be chazar. So you review a lot. So I want this year to be a little bit of chazara for some of the Bachrim from last year when we learned Maseches Pesachim. It's also going to be a little bit of chazara for some of the Balabatim we learned Maseches Sukkah the last 2-3 years. We learned a little Vagozel together. So some of the sugars are going to come reference some sugars of a little Vagozel as well. And I don't know if any of the Tamim around stuff in the Sukkah days. I'm looking around, I don't remember. Oh, you're around Sukkah time. Ellie's okay. Comes back for round two. So we'll try to pull together the last 5 to 10 years or so of different sugars and see how to deal with the Shia. So first of all, it sounds more of a Purim Shia than a Chanukah Shia. How in the world are you doing Bedikas Chametz with a Ner Chanukah? Who is doing Bedikas Chametz in the middle of the end of Chodesh Kislev? So the answer is, the Gemara tells us, in Maseches Pesachim, Nevov and Aleph, that it is possible to be doing Bedikas Chametz at very, very strange times during the year. The following, let's say a person's going on a trip. Tonight, a person decides that they're going on a trip now, and they're going away for the next couple of months. So what's the din? Now, are they obligated in doing Bedikas Chametz now? Because after all, Pesach's going to come. This year could be an extra month later, but Pesach's going to come around at some point. So do I have to now, all of a sudden, be careful if I'm going away for a day? Probably not. Going away for a week? Probably not. But I'm going away for a long time, so do I have to go ahead and do Bedikas Chametz now in deference to the fact that I don't want to have Chametz around my house in 4 months from now? So comes the Gemara, Pesachim Davav, and draws the following distinction. The Gemara says, it depends. Is it Daita Lachzor or Ain Daita Lachzor? So if I'm not planning on returning, let's say I'm going on a very, very long, I'm going on a 10-month trip, I'm not planning on returning before Pesach, so then what do I have to do Bedikas Chametz for now? If it's within 30 days of Pesach, then even if I'm not planning on returning, I have to do Bedikas Chametz because it's within Shloshim Yom, so all the mitzvahs Hayom are already Chal. But if it's before 30 days, and it's Ein Daita Lachzor, so then why would I have to do Bedikas Chametz? But if it's Daito Lachzor, then it's a problem. What does Daito Lachzor mean? So most Rishonim learned, remember from last year, learned means you're going to come back on Chol Moed. The guy has a ticket now, he's scheduled to go tomorrow, and he's planning on his return date is April 1, or whatever day he passed, April 27, whatever it is. His return date is to come back third day Chol Moed. So what, he's going to walk into his house on Chol Moed Pesach and see the chametz all over the place. So he's got to all of a sudden now get rid of all the donuts and get rid of all the latkes, whatever is chametz, all the poppers, he's got to get rid of all the stuff, he's got to go do a b'dikas chametz, a full-fledged din of b'dikas chametz. It's not or labosar, but if it's daita lachzor, even though it's well before shloshim yoyim, that's the lashon gemara feeling of Rosh Hashanah nami, the gemara says. So even Rosh Hashanah, Chanukah kal v'chomer. So you could theoretically be chayav to do b'dikas chametz on Chanukah. For the guy who's going tomorrow, and it's daita lachzor on Pesach. The Rambam is a chiddush. The Rambam writes, even if it's daita lachzor erev Pesach, if you're planning on coming back close before Pesach, we're afraid you may get the tickets. Who knows what's going to happen? They'll open the borders. They'll close the borders. They will tell you. America will get the message from the consulate. They won't get the message from the consulate. A lot of tumbling is going to happen. We don't really know. You don't know where you're coming and going these days. So, says the Rambam, you may end up getting stuck. You think you're coming back on Erev Pesach. You think you have enough time to do B'dikas Chametz. You don't have enough time. So, Kamash Bulan, you have to do B'dikas Chametz now. So, it's Nitan Le'amer, there's a fellow doing B'dikas Chametz tonight. It's very, very possible. So, he's a little low on candles. He wants to walk around with him and he's going to walk around with his Hanukkah candle and go ahead and do B'dikas Chametz. Can you do that or not? Is that acceptable or not? So for him to walk around with his Hanukkah candles and do it would be a big, big problem because the Gemara says in Masechah Shabbos that Haroa Omer Tzachu Dinokit. The Gemara says he's not supposed to walk around with the Hanukkah. You walk around with the Hanukkah, it detracts from the Pesumah Nisa. It looks like you're did a light for Hanukkah purposes. So to walk around in the classic way of doing B'dikas Chametz, that's not going to be good. But what if a lot of people in the family, a lot of menorahs around, and it's giving a lot of light, and he has a very small house, he has very few chornos stocking, so he's using the ner chanukah, he's not walking around carrying it, he's doing the particular ner. So is it feasible, is it practical for him to be yaitzeh the mitzvah of orla basar, not basar literally, but the mitzvah of b'dikli or haner, using a ner chanukah? That's our shayla. So again, this is not the shayla of the week. Nobody really called me with the shayla. I'm not expecting to get the shayla this week, but it's, I think, a good enough theoretical shayla to discuss, and hopefully it will bring back some pleasant memories from Maseches Pesachim, some sugyos from Maseches Sukkah, and tie some loose ends of Hilchos Chanukah together as well. What is the din? So, at first glance, this touches upon a very basic sugya in Hilchos Chanukah, the fact that Ner is Chanukah, not supposed to be used for anything else. Farish HaGemar, Gemar Shabbos, Navcha Bezim, and Alf tells us that also the Ratzel Smos, Kenega Ner Chanukah, you're not supposed to count your money by the Ner is Chanukah. Farish HaGemar, you're not allowed to count your money by the Ner Chanukah. They say this half joke and half serious, this is the source for Chanukah guilt, that who has money at Chanukah Teretz is. You know, your grandma just gave you money and you're trying to count how many coins you got. So that's what it says. Kamashla, you shouldn't do about the Ner Chanukah. So whatever the Pshat in the Gemara is, Osla Hatzos Mos, and you're not allowed to use the Ner Chanukah to count your money. So there's a big machlekes in Rishonim. Why is that din true? With the Nafkamin Ladina, what is included in that prohibition? So the Baal HaMor in Maseches Shabbos claims that the reason why you're not allowed to be meratzeh, you're not allowed to count your money, but in Chanukah, is mishum bizoyin mitzvah. That's the simple reading of the Gemara. That it's just simply disgraceful to the mitzvah. Here, a mitzvah, such a special chashuv, a mitzvah in Chanukah, and you're using it to count a couple of prutas, that's not right, that's not nice. Shalom mitzvah bizuyah salof. Therefore, says the Baal HaMor, what if you want to use your nearest Chanukah, not for dovah shel bizoyin, what if you want to use your Chanukah to be Mavisedra, to learn by, to do some other great mitzvah, to Yishabes meal by. Gevaldige mitzvahs, wonderful mitzvahs that you could use the candle for. Says the Baal HaMor, Tovel lecha bracha, why not? It's a beautiful thing. Use the Ner Chanukah in order to learn a sugya. I don't know, you're learning, for example, you, I don't know, by some chance you're learning a sugya b'vaser, nochem amrecha rov, I don't know. You're learning that in Sanhedrin, you happen to be learning almost the same sugya at this time. Well, everyone's holding the same sugya, nochem amrecha rov. So comes about Moses goes, okay, why not? What's wrong? It's not a bizarre. In fact, yeah, that's a kiyum. But greater kiyum is there, Neres Chanukah, than to sit and learn Daf Yomi by a Ner Chanukah. So the Rambam disagrees with the Baal HaMor. Most of the Rishonim disagree with the Baal HaMor and say, no. The reason why the Baal HaMor is not right is because his premise is not correct. The reason why you're not allowed to use the Ner Chanukah is nothing to do with bizarre. And it's also true, but there's much more profound, much deeper than bizarre in mitzvah. There's an Isser HaNoah Ner Chanukah. Why is there an Isser HaNoah? The Neres Chanukah were instituted kenega the lighting of the menorah in the Beis Hamikdash. The Beis Hamikdash is the menorah is hekdesh, it's kadosh. So just as you're not allowed to use the menorah for personal things, you shouldn't be using the Neres Chanukah for personal things either. Not out bizoyim mitzvah. That's one dimension, but there's more to the bizoyim mitzvah. There's also the Isra HaNoah altogether, and therefore that Isra HaNoah That applies to other things as well, not just the Dvarim Shel Pizayon. All Hanaros are off limits. That's why the Mefarshim explained that that's the meaning of the text. The Yal HaNisim. HaNisim appears back in Masechet Seifim from the Tanoim. So the Haneris Halol, the text of Haneris Halol is Haneris Halol Kodesh Heim Ve'en Lana Rishus Lishtavash Rav El Reisim Bavad. So what's the connection between those two? Haneris Halol Kodesh Heim. It's a riot for the Ran, that the Neiris are Kodesh, and therefore, Ein Lana Rishus Lishtavash El Al Reisim Bavad. You're not allowed to use them at all for anything, not for learning, not for eating a Siddur Shabbos, not for davening, nothing. El Rosam of Akilos L'Hashem Ugo. Any Hano whatsoever would pose a problem. So if Machlek is to be shown, the Balamor and the Ran, as to what the nature of the Yisr of Hano and Neiris Chanukah is it just Al Tzibizor in the Mitzvah, or is it a Nisr Hano, Dumit in the Neiris of the Menor in the Beis HaMikdash, Afkamin Ladina, what if it would be a Tzarech Shal Mitzvah? So according to the way most of the Rishonim hold, that it's an Yisr Hano, that's koilel, even hanos shel mitzvah. So now, we have to raise the question. So wait, hold on. I want to do bedikas chametz. So can I somehow justify that or not? Should we say that maybe I could still do bedikas chametz? So the chora, you have to stop and ask yourself, wait a second. This idea of saying that all tashmishin are asar, even mitzvahs, because they're asar b'hanah, don't we have a klal called mitzvahs? Lovely hunters that knew. Those in Lord Masechah Sukkah with us. So the Gemara says in Masechah Sukkah that whenever you have a davar asav hanah, so you have to discuss, can I use an esrog shell orla for the mitzvah of luvin esrog? So the Gemara has a whole bunch of reasons why you can't. Like, so we showed him what the Gemara's reason was. We spoke about the Hashem Sachem a lot. Is it a din lochem? Is it a din ksusim mech tashirei? But one reason that's not true is that, hey, wait a second, you're being neneh. So isn't it asav hanah? Isn't shaking luvin esrog called hanah? So the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah Kavches raises that question. The Gemara concludes, mitzvah slavi honest no, that just the mere performance of a mitzvah doesn't count, that doesn't register on the scale of hanah. That's not called a hanah, she'asra Torah, and therefore doing mitzvahs isn't really considered to be hanah. So the chor, now we have a little chor, should come out, that, wait a second, what do you mean that I can't use my nearest Hanukkah, asa lehanos b'hem? What do you mean asa lehanos b'hem? This is nishket hanah. Doing a mitzvah wouldn't qualify as a hanah. So why should that be asur? L'chora, mitzvah slavi hanas nitnu, should carry the day. L'chora, that should be matir. So maybe one could argue that mitzvah slavi hanas nitnu may not apply to all mitzvahs. So there happens to be a machlekes in the Rishonim about a certain possible limitation to the klal of mitzvah slavi hanas nitnu. It's a general rule. The Gemara says, let's say I have a shofar, shel Rosh Hashanah, which happens to come from something that's also, it comes from a korban, it comes from a davar also b'hano. So the din is you're allowed to use it because mitzvah slavi honest nitnu. So the Balamor, again, interesting Balamor, again, has an interesting chiddush in the third pech of Masechet Hashanah, which even ties the strings of Daf Yomi into this as well. Balamor says that there are different times of the year that we blow shofar. We always associate Kiyas Shofar with Rosh Hashanah, that's the most prominent time. Then there's Kiyas Shel Yovel of Yom Kippur, that's also pretty important in the Torah. And then there's the third time when we blow shofar, which is only Midrabanan, that's Bishas Tainios. That's the whole sugya. Everyone's been learning Daf Yomi the last couple of days about the blowing of the shofar and the Tainios. The Shail and Rishon, the Tashofar, the Chatzitzos, that's it's a whole other story. But there is such a notion potentially blowing shofar on a Tainios. Says the Balamor, that mitzvah blowing on a Tainios is only a mitzvah d'rabbanan, that's not a mitzvah d'raisa. So it comes about more with the following Gevalik Yechidish. He says that, but made the Bama Murim that something is called mitzvah, and therefore it's covered by the kul of mitzvah slavi honest nitnu, that's only an action that the Torah considers to be a mitzvah. So if the Torah classifies and categorizes that as a mitzvah, we can hide behind the principle called mitzvah slavi honest nitnu. But if the mitzvah in question is only a mitzvah d'rabbanan, so on the Torah standard, that's not called a mitzvah. This is like mitoch sugi, as we spoke about in Pesachim last year. The Torah is not misyaches to mitzvahs d'rabbanan. The Torah is misyaches to mitzvahs d'araisa. So in order to plug in the cloud called mitzvah slavi honos nitnu, it has to be a mitzvah d'araisa. A mitzvah d'rabbanan would not suffice. So wait a second. That could raise a challenge for us now. If that Balamor is right, so then I want to go back to Tzchanukah. I'm on my way out to the airport. I want to go do a B'dikas Chometz. I don't want to use my Neiros. So I said, oh, it should be okay. What's the problem? It's a shalom. It's slavi honos nitnu, not so fast. Is bedikas chametz or haner, is that a mitzvah d'araisa or is that a mitzvah d'rabbanan? If it's a mitzvah d'araisa, then it'll be covered by mitzvah slavi honos nitnu. If it's only a mitzvah d'rabbanan, then according to this Balamor, it's not going to be covered by mitzvah slavi honos nitnu. It's going to be a problem. So, no, anyone who learned Pesachim this year, unless you want me to fail you retroactively, better be able to answer that question. Is bedikas chametz a mitzvah d'araisa or a mitzvah d'rabbanan? Come on. Okay. Right? The Dalam of Bay. So why is Likas Chometz only the Rabbanan? You could all say it together, but the Raisa what? There you go. Okay, everyone gets 100 plus 10 extra points. But the Raisa bit of Yamasagi. We have to thank Or HaTorah for this because the Chodesh El Shirim last year was said in this very room. Except I think I was talking from that side, if I'm not mistaken. So we had the Zoom set up here. It was very complicated last year. But Chodesh El, the El's Mount took place in this very room last year. A little bit more spread out than this, but it was still some degree was Chodesh El last year. So we spent a lot of time in that Gemara, the Dalam Sukh, with the Raisa of the Baal Masagi, the first Taisa, the Beis Amal, and then Taisa. We spent the first 3 weeks of the Zman last year talking about this. So since Bedikas Chometz is only a mitzvah d'Rabbanon, now we're running into trouble. Gewalt! Is it going to help you? So I was thinking that maybe we could be Mekel, in case someone wants to know. Maybe we could be Mekel based on the following. It's like Lishutasim a little bit. Which Rishon are you concerned with? Are you worried about the Balamor, or are you worried about the rest of the world? If you're worried about the Balamor's big, big chumrah, the Balamor's gezach, that the mitzvah of it doesn't cover you for mitzvahs d'Rabbanon, but the Balamor was the maker by Neir Chanuk, who said that as long as it's not a davar shel mizayin, it's okay anyway. If you're following all the other Rishonim who disagree with the Balamor about mitzvahs d'Rabbanon, if you follow all the other Rishonim who say that, well, Hanasa Rasa, the other Rishonim, everybody else besides the Balamor, who says mitzvah of applies to the Rabbanon as well. The two Shahs are not totally zebazet. They have nothing to do with each other. It just happens to be that the Balamor is on one side against everybody else. It's a good way to remember. His name is Ma'or. Balamor is Rach Elev, because that's to do with light. So he had the two Meshuddah Dikashitas in this sugya. So if you follow the Balamor's team, you're good for one reason. If you follow the other Meshuddah, you're good for the other reason. So Lefini is Dai, give me Manoshach, it's okay probably to use the Neres Chadik. Maybe. So that's the question. The question is, that's a love shot. I was afraid someone's going to ask me that question. So is that because that's good? It's good you asked. It's good. So Elliot's raising the question, is this called Hanos HaGuf? That's a whole other ball game here. So Hanos, the Gemara says, Rosh Hashanah Kavches, that if you have a mikveh that's also Hanos for you, so in the middle of the winter, you're allowed to toifel on it. But in the summertime, you're not allowed. Why not? So it's a machlik, it's the Ran Darash. So the Ran says, it's also because Hanos HaGuf. Hanos HaGuf is not covered by Bislav Yavis Ninu. And the Rashba seems to say that Hanos HaGuf is covered, but that's Hanos HaGuf that comes afterwards. You feel cool and refreshed an hour later, that's a different kind. So now Elliot's raising the question, is Bedikas Chometz, is that called Hanos HaGuf? A shtickle Hanos HaGuf?
That's a little bit of light.
Because you could see. The question is, does this guy really want to see? I mean, otherwise he's walking into something. I don't know, I think he's using the Neiros Chanukah to fulfill the Chonus Dachah, to get a real Bedik. I don't know, maybe, not sure. Anyway, so again, the two sheetahs are not totally zebazeh, but I thought it was just cute that it ends up, according to all the Rishonim, I think it ends up to be important. But I was just wondering, to take the Shaila one step further, let's not be yach, that's a problem. Let's assume for a minute that attack would be also. Put together the different sheetahs, you come up with this conclusion, the attack are not allowed to use the Neir Chanukah and Bedikas Chometz. So a guy went ahead and did it. What would you say now? Was he yaitse b'di'eved, the mitzvah of Bedikas Chometz or not? He went at the Yisr. He violated the Yisr Gomu. He violated the Haner Slolom on Likin. Elon Rishus, the Shtarfim, he was Mishtamish, the Haner Gaval, and he did the mitzvah of the Kishchomets, the Yisr Gomu, in pure violation, flagrant violation of the Yisr Anah on the Neres Chanukah. Would it be Yaitse the mitzvah of the Kishchomets or not? So there is a Gemara in Masechet Rosh Hashanah, in that same Sugah, Dafkav Chesem and Aleph, where the Gemara raises the question before the Amoraim realized that mitzvah lav hanos l'nu. The end, we pask in mitzvah lav hanos l'nu, therefore it's okay. But before the Amoraim realized that, the early Amoraim of Yehuda thought in his early years that mitzvah is all hanos l'nu, that hanos, a mitzvah does register as a hanos that's problematic. So the Gemara says, what would be the din if a person blew shofar with the shofar shal yisur hanos? What would the halacha be? So the Gemara says, lo yotzer. That's the lashon of the Gemara, lo yotzer. Again, l'maskana we pask in, it's okay. But toike b'shofar shal oyla, lo yotzer. Why not yotzer? Why wasn't he yotzer? So he didn't have air. Why does that disqualify the mitzvah? So the Ritva in Rosh Hashanah quotes two different possibilities. What the problem with b'di'evit? So one problem is a very, very strange svar. One svar is that if we declare that he wasn't yotzei, then it turns out he didn't do anything wrong because he wasn't nene. So therefore, the halacha we do him a favor. We declare that he's not yotzei. And by declaring that it's not Yaitzeh, so Mamela turns out he didn't do anything else. If we declare that he is Yaitzeh, then he goes and says that he violated an Issa. What does it mean we declare? Who are we? We're deciding whether it's a mitzvah or not? The Torah decides. So the Torah means that this is a klal ha-Torah. It's like a Yavid Lomahani kind of thing. It's a klal ha-Torah that I did a Maisa, And there are two ways to interpret what this ma'ase is. Either I get brownie points for doing the mitzvah and I get punished for doing the aveira, or it's a wash. I get nothing. No mitzvah, no aveira. So the halacha says that that ma'ase is labeled as a not davar shel mitzvah. To create a davar shel mitzvah, that gufa creates the aveira, and I can be saved from the aveira by mivatel the mitzvah, that's a cloudy ma'ase. That's not called a ma'ase mitzvah. So it's a vart mamash out of left field from the Ritva, but again, it's based on a sugi maseches tamura, the sugi ziyavid lamahani. I always like to quote Yovel Mahani, especially this time of the year. So I told the Tamidim, some of the Babat, no, tonight's our anniversary, third night of Hanukkah, we got married. So I remember I was learning Maseches Temura when I was engaged. I was learning Maseches Temura. When we were engaged. And I remember I told my wife that we got engaged. I was on Dav Zayin in Maseches Temura, and we got married on Dav Zayin. It means I got nowhere. We got nowhere fast. And our engagement, we had a fairly short engagement. But Dav Zayin is long daf in Maseches Temura. Okay, anyway. So in Maseches Temura, there's such a svar like that called Yavad Lomahani, which is probably the source for this verse. Then the Eidish Lem, the verse is a much simpler pshat. It's a long disarousal. It's very simple. You know why you're not Yetzei? Because the mitzvah of Aveira. You did an Aveira. Aveira is done, B'shas HaMitzvah, that's it, the game's over. Mitzvah Aveira is Mevatel HaMitzvah, that's it. Sukkah Sugis, who remembers? You can't use a stolen lulav. Why? One is because it's not Lachem, and the other is because of Mitzvah Aveira. And even when Lachem doesn't apply, you can still have a problem with Mitzvah Aveira. So the Dvar is two biurim as to why you're not Yotze. You're not Yotze B'diyah, but again, according to the sheet that we don't pass for, according to the sheet that it says, Mitzvah Soli HaNasnu. So I did a Mitzvah Be'Aveira. Why am I not Yetzi? We're not Yetzi because it is razzle dazzle lumdus that we cancel the mitzvah, or you're not Yetzi because the klal mitzvah b'ver. My nefkamina. So chapa nefkamina, what if I did an aveira, a type of a mitzvah b'aveira that doesn't lend itself to the parasha mitzvah b'aveira? It's not subject to that limitation mitzvah b'aveira. What kind of mitzvah is not subject to the rule of mitzvah b'aveira? So there's a sugi at the beginning of Luv HaGozel. So we learned Luv HaGozel already. It was 3 years ago. We learned Luv HaGozel, I think, for 3 years or something in the Tuesday night Iyun Shir. Tonight's the Tuesday night slot, so we have to make reference to the Tuesday night Iyun Shir. So the very beginning of Luv HaGozel, so there was a machlekes amarayim, can a person use a stolen lulav on the third day Chol Moed? After the first day, 2 days of chutzot, can you use a stolen lulav on the third day Chol Moed? We're not saying, are you supposed to steal things? No, you're not supposed to steal things. But if you did, what you yet say or not? So the Gemara is a machlekes. So what's the kudus of machlekes? There's machlekes Rishon, what the Rukus machlekes was. The Tosfos on the bottom of the beginning of the Luv HaGozel, there's a one line Tosfos that says the machlekes is, does mitzvah b'aveira apply to mitzvahs derabbanan? Maybe mitzvah b'aveira only is a paisel for mitzvahs deraisa, not for mitzvahs derabbanan. So there's machlekes, the mechaber and the ramah, and huchas lul of what the answer to that question is. Do we paskin that it's a problem or not? So this was Mam Shashala had. Somebody just called, it wasn't a Shalom Maisa. I just mentioned to the Bachman before that one of my nephews, so sent me a whole list of Hanukkah shaylas, some very strange sort of Hanukkah shaylas. And one of the shaylas was, on that list was, are you Yotze Neres Hanukkah with stolen oil? That was the question. So I responded that it's a machlokes about whether you Yotze Lulav after the first day with a stolen Lulav. And Tosha says the machlokes is whether Mitzvah Aveira applies to Mitzvah Derabon. It's machlokes to Mechav and Derabon. It was Lulav, what the din is. So that I think was the correct answer. He was trying to write it down for the third grade rabbi, trying to write down the whole machlekes. Okay, good. So, yeah, that was after I told the boys before. The other question was why we don't say Hanukkah and Alanisim. That's the part from the Brisker Rav. So, right down there. Chaim, the Brisker Rav, so he ran down that also. Okay, so a lot of Shul Torahs in that. Fine. So, I thought that maybe that machlekes will impact on the Shail as well. Person's trying to be yotze the mitzvah of Bdikas Chometz. So we say Bdikas Chometz is only derabbanan, because b'deraisa, what do we say? B'deraisa b'tel yamasagi. So it's only a mitzvah derabbanan anyway. So maybe mitzvahs derabbanan aren't governed by mitzvah b'aveira. So the whole reason to posel the mitzvah is because the mitzvah b'aveira, some mitzvah b'aveira, maybe wouldn't apply to mitzvahs derabbanan. So these are just things with just traffic, you know, sitting in traffic the last couple of days. So I was trying to think about, trying to put together an assortment of different things. So again, we have the shaila. Yeah, so that's a different point in the Ritva. So that Ritva is coming to answer the kasha by matzah. Half of you don't find right. So that there is right. So right. So then Bdikas Chometz wouldn't even be in the parish of Mitzvah. Right. No, 100% right. According to that Ritva, but the Ritva doesn't really like that. The Ritva quotes it in Sukkah and doesn't really like it. But the parents really says it. But most of the Rishonim don't say it. You're right. Right. There is a Ritva that quotes the Yeshua like that. Right. 100% right.
But here also.
So it fills up to the next point for this year. So then I was thinking that whether you yaitse or not yaitse, what did that mean exactly? Let's say you weren't yaitse, b'dikas chometz. So well, what exactly does that mean? So I thought one could raise the following question. And this mamash goes back to the Shabbos Gadol Drasha from last year. This idea that you're supposed to do B'dikas Chometz, Chanukah time. I'm leaving, I'm going on a trip for 6 months, and I may come back Chol HaMoed, so Midrabbanan have to do B'dikas Chometz now. What is the nature of that halacha? Is that a mitzvah derabbanan of B'dikas Chometz? Or is that just L'mais, we don't want you to violate by Rabbi Matzah, or Shem Yavali Yochel, whatever the reason B'dikas Chometz is. We don't want you to violate Isurim, but it's not a mitzvah B'dikas Chometz. What's the difference? So the Gemara in Pesachim says, when we do B'dikas Chometz, we make a bracha. So the Rishonim say, what's the Chiddush that you make a bracha? You make a bracha by all mitzvahs. So some of the Rishonim said the Chiddush is as follows, that one could have mistakenly thought that B'dikas Chometz is just Shalalav Isser. When we kasher our meat, we salt our meat, you don't make a bracha. You only make a bracha when you're doing a positive mitzvah. When you're just avoiding Yisurim, let's say you have some really good juicy Lashon Hara to speak. So you don't say, Shalalav Lashon Hara. When I walk past McDonald's, you only make brachas on positive mitzvahs, not a negative isurim. So the Rishonim explained that I would have thought B'dikas Chometz is just Shalalav Isurim. Kamash Balon is the mitzvah derabanim. The reason why Shalalav Isurim, either by Rabbi Matzah like Rashi or Shem Yolech like Tysus of last year, but Lamaisa, the formulation was a mitzvah derabanim. So there's a Ritva also in the first Bech HaPsachim that says that when you do B'dikas Chometz before Shalashim Yom, you don't make a bracha. The Ritva is a famous quote from the Ra'ah, right? Remember, the Ra'ah and the Ritva. So he quotes from his Rebbe from the Ra'ah not to make a bracha. The Ritva doesn't like it, but the Ra'ah said that before 30 days, you don't make a bracha. Only within Shleshim Yom, you make a bracha. And then he gives, we don't even make a bracha within Shleshim Yom. We only make a little Yadalad. But the Ritva and the Ra'ah for fighting it out, Tam and the Rebbe were fighting it out, to make a bracha before Shleshim Yom. What's the Nekudas of Machlaik? Yes, the Machlaikis was, it's before 30 days. So the Ra'ah held that you can't have a mitzvah derabon of Pesach before 30 days. It's Chanukah time. Who's so about mitzvah of Pesach? The reason why you have to do B'dikas Chometz is because you're not allowed to violate Isurim. So I'm not allowed to set myself up for a disaster to come back in the middle of Chol HaMoed. Baruch Hu, I have Chometz sitting around. I got donuts sitting on the table. So Nebuch, I got to get rid of the Chometz. But it's not the mitzvah of B'dikas Chometz, and therefore there's no bracha that's made. And the Ritva says, no. If Chazal said to do B'dikas Chometz, it's the mitzvah derabon of B'dikas Chometz and Chanukah. So Nafka bin Ladina, would you make a bracha? So now, this is Chapa Nafka bin for us as well. If you hold it, there's a mitzvah derabban of B'dikas Chometz on Chanukah, then you can pilpul. Are you yetzir the mitzvah, not yetzir the mitzvah, mitzvah b'aver, etc. If you hold there's no mitzvah b'chal, it's just shalav v'risurim. At the end of the day, there's no Chometz there, so what do you want? So that's one title that I had that, even if you hold it, you're not yetzir the mitzvah, who said there's a mitzvah? But then I think what Phil was chavin to is also emes, that even if it's a mitzvah, once I clear out the Chometz, now the place is a Bachosh Emachis Mechometz. So whether I was Yaitse, whether I got brownie points for the mitzvah or not, I'm no longer Mechuvim B'dikas Chometz. If I know I didn't eat Chometz, I know the place is clean, so that's the Bachosh Emachis Mechometz. It's Bachosh Emachis Mechometz. So I'm a male, I don't have to do B'dikas Chometz.
Can't that hurt the first part of this year, though? I'm not doing a mitzvah now, you can't apply a mitzvah to the
unless you're tying it right, so it would be interesting. Unless you want to argue that for the purpose of mitzvah v'hanasdin, you could even do things to avoid isurim. You don't need a formal mitzvah essay, because Rashi writes, why is something mitzvah v'hanasdin? Because I'm doing the ratzon ha'Torah. I'm doing a mitzvah. So you can argue, you don't need a formal mitzvah for that. I'm doing it for religious purposes. That's also considered to be a kashtekal mitzvah v'hanasdin. Maybe. So, and again, these are just some of the ideas that were swirling around. So again, we got a little bit of got to cross a few mesechtas here. So we started out with the Neirish Chanukah Shaila. So we spoke a little bit about the Baal Mor and the Ran, and then we spoke a little bit about the Mitzvah Yehonestit and the Mesechus Rosh Hashanah. We spoke a little bit about some sugyas of Mesechus Sukkah, about back and forth, whether it is a mitzvah, not a mitzvah, Mitzvah Yehonestit, the Raisa, the Rabbanim, etc.
Does it factor in at all that the whole, what we call the Mitzvah of Dikas Chametz, is really just the beginning of the Mitzvah of Bir Chametz? Not even a full mitzvah.
That's a further shadow. Yeah, can I come back Pesach? If I say it now, then you're going to challenge me to give another shiur on Pesach, so I'm going to hold back when I promise now. That's a further machlokes. Why we make the bracha b'yir chometz, is the b'dika the mitzvah, is really the b'dika just al shem the b'yir? That's another loaded question. So you want to tie it, even if I didn't do the b'dika, but at the end of the day, I do the b'yir, that's also good, maybe. So by the way, I was thinking a little bit in the realm of machshav a little bit, that it's not a very, very strange thing for a person to be thinking in Chanukah time about doing B'dikas Chometz. That's definitely not the norm. But in the world of Machshava, there is almost a certain parallel within a certain nuance, a certain theme that we find on Pesach, we find in Chanukah. And the parallel begins way before the very first Chanukah. The parallel begins way before the very first Pesach. It actually is a throwback to 2 weeks ago's parasha, the Parshas Vayishlach. Well, Yaakov Avinu, after 22 years, is all excited. He's about to go build the base of Mikdash, in effect. He build a mokom, a korbanos, a kabanos. He's going to share the dartli neder. He's going to build a mizbeach and offer kabanos and kurvish and Hashem. So the Torah goes out of its way to tell us that not so simple, not so poshut. You can't just all of a sudden just build a mizbeach just like that. It's having their hachonis, their preparations. Hasiras elohei necha shebesochem vitaru b'chlifusim l'seichem. He tells all his family members, all his bnei bayis, his avodim, he says, wait a second, we just got all this stuff from Shechem, we got all this Vedizara stuff, we got Vedizara garments, we got Vedizara stuff, we got gold, we can't, we're going to build a base of Mikdash, we're going to build a karbanos, we're going to offer karbanos with all this junk around, all this Vedizara all over the place. How you talking? It's impossible. Hitaru, v'chlipasim l'seichem. You have to mitar yourself first, change your clothing, and then boom, then you can begin to discuss building a Mishkan. So there's Ramban. On that pasuk, we spoke about this line, the Sukkah Shirim. Ramban asked the Kasha Nechavinu, Lom de Shekasha. Ramban asks, why was he koiver the Avodah Zorah? Avodah Zorah is supposed to be burnt. So Avodah Zorah is toned Sreifa, not toned Kavura. Only Avodah Zorah Shal Yisrael is toned Kavura. The Avodah Zorah Shal Akum is toned Sreifa. Ramban's Kasha. So Ramban says that it wasn't toned anything because it was his battle. Yaakovino couldn't find one guy to be mivatal the Avodah Zarah, pay off one guy in Canaan to be mivatal the Avodah Zarah. So Avodah Zarah was bottled, he gave it a kick, and it was bottled anyway. So it was taka mutta b'ano. So Abba Zoyf was mutta b'ano. So why do you bury it for? Why do you keep it? So the answer is, you're going to build a Beis HaMikdash. You're going to offer karbanos. You can't even have a Avodah Zarah share this bottle with you. It's a lomdus in the Ramban. One could argue that a Avodah Zarah's bottle doesn't have a shame of Avodah Zarah. So the Ramban seems to be learning that bitl is a matif in the yisur, but it's not a mafki of the cheftzif and the shame of it. It's a vadizor with heter hanah. It still has a pagam, it still smells of a vadizor. So the Tosis quotes two opinions. When you have a vadizor and his batel, and you want to use that for a mitzvah, so it's no problem of kusib after shurei, Tosis says one day you can make a bracha on it. No, Tosis says a whole machlek is 2 days in Tosis about that. Because you're making a bracha, you're maskeshim shemayim, you're coming to a Kodesh Baruch Hu, it can't even smell of a Vedizara, it can't even smell, it can't even smell of a mash, a tipa minayam of a Vedizara, it can't have, when you're coming to build a base of Mish, coming to be makav kabbalah, it's coming to be maskeshim Hashem in the bracha. So Yaakov Avinu taught us that lesson, v'itaru v'achlipa simul seichem. The Mechilta comments in Parshas Bo, that when Moshe Rabbeinu gathers up the people, like Moshe, Mishchu k'chu lechem tzol, Mishchu lechem shechatu ha-posach. So what does Mishchu mean? There's a lom d'shavar. Mishchu is a kinyan mashicha, because you need a kinyan, it has to belong to you. Selavei selavos again. Not enough for now. Mishchu k'chu lechem tzol means Mishchu yedeichem in avodah zara. Means get rid of the avodah zara. You want to bring a korban to a Kodesh Baruch, you bring a korban Pesach, you're going to come to bring a korban Pesach with avodah zara in your midst. How you talking? Benechar doesn't only mean a non-Jew. It means Mishnasakum Maisab Shemayim. You're an Ovid of a desire, you're a mumal, you can't eat the Karban Pesach. Karban Pesach is a Karban Hashem. You can't have a desire at the same table when you're offering a Karban Pesach. So the Lashon that Yaakov Avinu taught us, Vitoharu, first you have to be mitar yourself, and then you can begin to reinstitute Avedis HaKavanas. That's exactly what we're saying in Al-Nisim. V'yachad kein bo v'necho, v'yir b'zach finu v'sech alecho, v'tir v'spik t'shecho. First you have to be mitahir. Then, v'liko neres v'chasus k'shecho. You want to light neighbors in the menorah. You have to first get rid of, I have this, my wife and I have this machlokes. For 27 years we've been having the same machlokes. I said, it comes time to light. So I always say, I light, whatever the time is, you gotta light. So she always says, but the house is a mess. I can't light. I said, so what, the house is a mess? But yeah, it's Mar Halacha, it's Mar Halacha. So I need not tell you who wins that machlokes. So she's Mechavim Tid Al Nisim. It says, Ofino Sech Halacha. I had that crunch. And Mama Shay, it was on Sunday. It was like, what time was Mincha on Sunday? Like 4:10? So 4 or 5, we were still vacuuming. And so I cleaned. We had an upshur here on Sunday. So we were cleaning up. I felt so bad. The tables had bad. So I said to all the people, I had like 10 guys helping me. I said to them, it's Mamash, the Kayim Hashanem, Ofino Sech Halacha. We've got to get this place into order. We've got to light menorah. If it would have been any other Sunday night, I would have thrown the towel and said, Gadavan to youth house, Gadavan to the tent, Gadavan to the. Look, I see a place in our Torah property to daven. I said, the first night of Chanukah, we're going to tell people to light the menorah in the tent. It's not nice. So, if you know, get the place cleaned up in time for Mincha. So, Baruch Hashem. We didn't do such a good job for Meir by tonight, but okay, whatever. That's for part two of the dish. So it's critical before the Cheshbonoim was zoichet to light the menorah. How do we finish the chalach with tiras mitashecha? Otherwise, light's not going to go. It's not going to work. So basically, we had this chus yesterday in yeshiva. We gave a little divrei chizuk about how mekamos haTorah are the place of Ashuras Hashchina, lights. In the mitzvah, the Torah, or the light of Torah, the light of Baruch Hashem. We have such a schos here on Tuesday nights. That, can you imagine, at a 9:45 at night, so you guys, at least you're hearing me, people about Enochim Mamacharov, at least we're half awake. It's 1:15 in the afternoon. You have Balbatim working the whole day, and they come at 9:45 at night, every single Tuesday night, to hear about Sheish Meitz and Kutus HaSfeikis, about Enochim Mamacharov. And you want to know what Mesiris Nefesh HaTorah is? That's Mesiris Nefesh HaTorah. So, Baruch Hashem. So, Chasdi Hashem, we have the opportunity, the Tamidim and the Olam from the Shul, to sit and say Divrei Torah and to learn together. So, it's important for us always to remember that the Torah has the prerequisite, has to be Kedusha, the Tara. We have to be able to be Makabel, the light of Torah in our hearts and our souls. So, we have to be Torah, Bachlib Seichem. So we have to be able to be that receptacle, to be able to makabel the Kedushas HaTorah, the prerequisite being we have to be taught for that as well. So hopefully we had an opportunity to have a little, the Rambam says in the midst of Simcha and Chanukah, so the Acharonim write that Api Din and Simcha of the Divrei Torah, so you have to have a little bit of Divrei Torah also. So whether we pass like the Rambam or not, I'm not sure. I hope everyone at least enjoyed a little bit of the Pulish HaTorah, a little bit to try to connect the dots of different sugyas and to try to come to some kind of clarity about this very, very pressing Shaila, about the guy who's got to check my phone, make sure nobody calls me about the Shaila now. So hopefully we should continue to grow together in all of the Torah and the Kedusha and the Torah. Okay, so the Tamidim want to hang around afterwards, and more than happy to hang around. The Baal Batim want to hang around, can also hang around, but we'll have our Tishvar now. It's a show about Hashanah Kedush, so we'll continue in the back for the fellows in the Shiva.